who else would we want to begin the second half with other than Mark Cassie, who has come off of another tremendous year in 2016 and now looking ahead to bigger and even better things in 2017 and maybe a win in the Kentucky Derby with a horse by the name of Classic Empire, who right now is the leading Derby candidate on almost everybody's list. And Mark is with us now here on HRRN. Mark, appreciate the time.
Good morning, guys.
Happy to have you back on board, and happy New Year. You and I haven't talked this year yet, so happy to have you on the program with us this morning. Classic Empire making his return in the Holy Bowl today. Let's start there. Tell me about his months since that Breeders' Cup Juvenile victory.
Well, we gave him a little bit of a break, not much of one, but he's doing really well, Mike. He looks great. He's a happy horse right now.
Seems like every year we're talking about the maturity of horses, physically, mentally, from that two-year-old season to their three-year-old campaign. Have you seen that with Classic Empire?
Well, you know what? I think he's always been a pretty mature horse. I think he's grown up some. He's training well. He's always been a very smart horse. And, I think I see some. I mean, he's never going to be a big horse, but he looks well.
You had quite a break between workouts, at least printed workouts, from October to January. Was he still in the barn? Was he hanging out? What was his schedule like?
Well, he ran in November, right?
Right.
So the Breeders' Cup.
Oh, that race.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he hadn't worked since I quit. He got a little bit of a break. He got a break but he kind of just shed rode and galloped. He started back breathing, I guess, the beginning of the year. But he's good. He really hasn't missed any time whatsoever, and he stayed very healthy.
What are you looking for this afternoon, Mark? Obviously a win would be wonderful, but what in particular will you be watching for when you're watching him in the Holy Bowl?
Well, I'd like to just see him relax a little bit. He's pretty cranked up. I'm not going in there thinking that he's going to need a race. I think I feel like he's ready to win, and I just like to see him relax a little bit, just for in the future. He's gonna need to be able to rate off just off the pace. That's never really been much of an issue for him before. So I'd like to see him relax a little bit. There looks like there's some speed in there. So I guess that's it.
You know, you told me that you had several interviews lined up this morning already, and that's you're used to this attention. You've been on the big stage all throughout last year and throughout much of your career. But tell me about what's maybe a little bit different when you go down the road to the Kentucky Derby again this year, having already done it several times. What's a little bit different?
Well, I mean, hopefully, we're successful today. It's one thing to go down the Derby road, and it's another thing to have the favorite for the Derby. And like you said earlier, he's pretty well everybody's pick. And so now, You try real hard not to let him down or let everybody that is, picks him. You don't want to let anybody down. So, there's a little more pressure. We still, it doesn't matter whether, you have the Kentucky Derby favorite or you have the favorite in the last, a $20,000 claim, or you have to do what I always say, you dance with the one who brought you. And so we're not changing anything. We're doing it just the way we would do it, whether it was a $20,000 claimer or the Kentucky Derby favorite. So, you see his picture a lot more. things.
Do you have a long-term schedule mapped out, or are you going to go the race-to-race type of training?
Yeah. A big race today, and then probably the Fountain of Youth, and then it's going to depend on a lot of it will depend on the weather. we'll have a few different options. And I like going to Kentucky in the spring. I think horses do extremely well there. I cannot see our horses right now with a little, you know, the air's been a little crisper in South Florida, and they all, our horses are starting to really blossom now. And I find as it gets warmer, they maybe aren't quite as happy, and that's why the spring in Kentucky is so much better. So I'm still keeping an eye on the bluegrass, but we'll see.
You know, it's interesting to hear you talk about pressure, Mark. And, of course, you do have the leading Derby candidate at this point. We're still 91 days away from the Derby. But you look at your resume and you see nearly 2,200 career victories. You saddled three Breeders' Cup winners over the past 2 years, multiple sovereign awards to your credit. You've won countless graded stakes. And then you still talk about the pressure. But you have a horse here that's owned by your longtime client, John Oxley. And I'm just curious, does that maybe add a little more pressure to the mix, knowing that, hey, I want to win really, really bad for this guy because he's been so supportive? Or does it take some of the pressure off knowing, hey, he understands how difficult this is to actually get to the top of the mountain?
You know what? He puts absolutely no pressure on me whatsoever. So there's no pressure from that. The pressure's just, hey, not letting the horse down. And when I say pressure, it's not really pressure. I mean, look, we're all very fortunate to be playing in the game that we're playing, and I count my blessings each and every day. So, is there pressure? Not really. It's just what you put on yourself, and I can tell you without a doubt, Mr. Oxley puts none on us, so he understands the game as well as anybody. And so it's not that, so I don't feel anything from him. Of course, I don't want to let him down, but he knows that we're going to give him the best we have, and it is what it is. It's we're at that point now. It is what it is. We've done all we can do.
S-O-C-K-S in Spanish. Mr. Oxley's already won the Derby, too, so he knows what that's like. So.
Oh, yeah. But I found it doesn't matter. You know, I used to say, well, how did the Yankees get ready after winning, you know, World Series after World Series? And after winning a couple sovereign awards, I thought, you know, now I don't want to lose them. So there's no matter how much you win, you always want to win a little bit more. So I know Mr. Oxley's won the Kentucky Derby, so he's had the feeling. He wants to feel it again.
Mark Cassie joining us here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network, getting ready to saddle his leading Derby contender, Classic Empire, in this afternoon's Holy Bull. Again, you're going to hear that race live with us exclusively here on HRN beginning 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Mark, I want to ask you about your leading lady, Teppan, but before we get to her, tell me about the two fillies you're going to saddle in the Forward Gale later today at Gulfstream. That's Pretty City Dancer and Summer Luck.
You know, I mean, I'm excited about both those fillies. I think Pretty City Dancer she always trained well as a two-year-old, but she's trained even better now this year. She's grown up. I think Summer Luck is kind of sneaky good. Probably still a little short for her today, but we're going to give it a try simply because we think that there looks like a fair amount of pace in the race, and if the pace collapses late, I think Summer Luck could come running. But I'm expecting a really big race out of Pretty City Dancer.
You also have another three-year-old going earlier in the card in the Swale. That's a horse by the name of Vanish. Is this a horse that we could say is maybe on the Derby trail or no?
Well, he'd have to step up. He'd have to step up today. As I told Gary yesterday, Gary Barber, this horse is training well enough on the dirt that he deserves a chance. I'm not really sure how good he is. We're going to find that out today. I compare him to a horse we had called State of Honor, who his form on the synthetic was okay, but he trained really well in the dirt, and he just got beaten the Mucho Macho Man. So I see Vanish and him. They're a lot alike. And Vanish can run the race that State of Honor ran, and then he's going to be tough.
Well, that brings us to Teppan, your leading lady. She is the Eclipse champion 2 years running now as the champion grassmare, and that had to be special to hear her name called again, Mark, especially in such a salty category this year. But tell me a little bit about Teppan, how she's doing, and when we can see her back on the racetrack.
Well, she's supposed to schedule the breeze on Monday. She trained really nicely this morning, and there's better than... more than likely chance she's going to show up next weekend at Tampa and Devon.
Well, that would prove to be pretty good for her last year, didn't it?
It is. It's Tampa is such a great turf course, and it's kind of a nice place for her to get started. So if all goes well this week and we're happy with her, that's where she's going to be.
That's it is a nice turf course, and she seems to really relish it. So, looking forward to that race.
She kind of relishes most turf courses.
Yeah. How nice is that?
Coffee. I'm just talking to her. She doesn't. I don't know that she's ever found a turf course she doesn't really like. So, yes, but it is. It's a wonderful place. It's a great atmosphere, and it's a nice place to get started if we're ready.
Well, Mark, I know it's a busy day. I know you have other interviews and you've got a lot to get to here later this afternoon. So good luck. Thank you very, very much for taking the time. And like all of our guests who appear on the program, we're going to get you a gift from Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. We'll do that for you, my friend, and go get it done later today.
Thanks, guys, for having me.